Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, in our realm, a shepherd is somebody who looks after the sheep. A shepherd is, on this world, a shepherd is someone who cares about your soul. A shepherd is someone who basically lays his life down for the congregation, or at least by definition, that's what it's supposed to be. Again, in the book of Ezekiel, and that's where I've been lately, chapter 34, we're told about false shepherds. And you better watch out, people, because just because someone says they're a shepherd doesn't mean anything. You better, before you make an idol out of anybody up front behind the lectern, beware, because they're just mere men. They're mere men who need Jesus. So if anything, just as much as they are a shepherd for you, they need your prayers for protection. And never forget that. But God is talking about the shepherds here in the book of Ezekiel, and I think you might want to hear it, but it's pretty intense. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is God speaking to Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Okay, all they cared, there was false prophets back then. All they cared about was getting the money from the congregation. Sound familiar? All they cared about was a reputation from the people. Sound familiar? Actually sounds a little New Testament Pharisee also. But let me continue. You eat the fat and you clothe yourselves with wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. If you have a heart for your fellow man, to a degree we're all shepherds. It means whoever the Lord puts in our place or puts in our path, we're to pray for, look over, take care of, whatever it might be, to the extent that we can. To the extent that we can. Remember, you are not God. And the minute you start thinking you're God, you're going to have all kinds of evil spirits jumping on you. You and I are mere men saved by God. Saved by his son on that cross. But we're warned here about shepherds not feeding the flock and going after all the good stuff. For the diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled over them? In other words, the shepherds were absolutely doing nothing in relation to what they should have been doing. They could care less about the flock. If you care about your sheep, if a sheep is sick, you take care of it. If it has a broken leg, you take care of it. Right? You aren't just after one thing. You just aren't after money. There are people that we are going to run into that are in bad shape. And we got to watch out. Because I get a lot of phone calls and sometimes I say, oh, brother, it's him again. I say that every now and then. And I got to fight. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. All right? Wait a minute. If there's somebody on that phone and I have the time and I have the energy and the Lord has put them in my path, I have discussions with them. Now, sometimes you might not have the ingredients to do it, and I don't think you should feel guilty about passing. But let's face it, we all have people in our lives that, oh boy, here we go. Oh boy, here we go. But you got to fight that. You got to fight that. See, a shepherd, and we're all shepherds to a degree. Anybody coming in our life, we're the shepherd for that person at that time. If we know the Lord, we should be shepherds over one another. And even the person up front, let's say it is a Sunday and there is a shepherd up in front. He better be looking over the flock. He needs to have the heart and mind of Jesus Christ. He has to have the love for his fellow man. It shouldn't be cumbersome and torturesome where he just, I got to get a sermon up. What am I going to talk about this week? It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. But a shepherd has to particularly watch it. And I'll warn you, if you're a preacher's kid, you better really watch it. Because preacher's kids, as far as I'm concerned, are held super accountable because they've heard the word of God. Many times they've rolled their eyes at it. You better not. That's why preacher's kids, for the most part, get attacked left and right. You hear about them down the road and their lives are totally messed up because they didn't take it serious. They didn't realize this is a fight not against flesh and blood. That even though your life is nice and everything is fine and you have a nice house and nice wife or a nice girlfriend, everything's nice, that doesn't matter a hoot. Where are you spiritually? Where are you spiritually? Or are you like a fattened sheep being led off to slaughter? Be on your guard, gang. Be on your guard. And they were scattered, the sheep, because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field, all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. You know, before we know Christ, we're sheep out there just wandering around. And the devils are just plucking us off. We are literal puppets. If a thought comes in our head and it's going to make me, you know, whatever it is, make me feel good, give me money, pleasures, whatever it is. Hey, if it doesn't hurt anybody or nobody knows about it, like a sheep led to slaughter, I'll do it. I'll do it. And that's the problem. There's no conviction. There's no fear of the Lord. There's no realizing that you are a creature and God is your creator and his eyes are perpetually over the whole world. You cannot sneak away from God. As I'm doing this preaching, he knows everything I'm thinking and every word I'm saying. And the same goes for you. But if there's no shepherd, all the sheep are scattered and the demons come in to kill, steal, and destroy. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did seek or search after them. You know, no man can do the seeking or the searching under his own power, under his own righteousness. I don't know how to put this in simpler terms, but this whole belief is about one thing. It's about what happened at a cross 2,000 years ago. That's it, a cross. Everything is about the cross, right? And when you believe in the cross, you're a sheep that comes back into the fold. Because when you believe what happened at the cross, you believe in the whole story of Jesus, and you believe how the Creator loved his creature so much that he literally laid down his life. And just like Jesus Christ says, the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. But a hireling, in other words, someone that's just hired to watch the sheep, when the wolf comes, he runs away. He runs away. What are you? Are you a hireling or are you a shepherd? God help us all. God help us all. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey. You know what a prey is? A prey is a wolf comes and he eats the sheep. And the sheep is a prey. Now, my flock became a prey. And my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. I'm warning you people right now, come to Jesus, snap out of it. Don't let the world control your thoughts. Snap out of it. Don't let all the music and all the new church junk in the absence of repentance, in the absence of denying yourself in these ministries, don't let that affect you. You know in your heart what I'm telling you is right, because it's the word of God and it's truth. And it's not about tickling somebody's ears. It's about the truth. And the truth is the sheep need to hear the truth. That you and I were on our way to hell, and it took a disgusting, nasty, horrible death to redeem us, to buy us back. And now our soul and our flesh is circumcised through the blood of Jesus Christ. And now you have a new conscience. So follow it and do it. Don't just be a hearer of God's word. Be a doer. Be a doer. If you have to fall down on your knees, yell out to Jesus Christ. Yell and scream out to him and renew your mind with the word of God. Have a personal lockdown, you and Jesus Christ. Why not? You're going to be with him for eternity anyway. Why do you think it's so hard to just pray for 5 minutes? Find that hard myself. I sit there and pray for 5 or 6 minutes. I see myself, my eyes are wandering. I'm looking at birds. I'm like out to lunch. That's how quick it could get stolen. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search out my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, all you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. And I believe that last statement should be the first statement. Well, it is basically the first statement. No man can truly be your shepherd. In the New Testament, we know there's one good shepherd. One good shepherd. Yeah, there could be men that are led by the good shepherd that are feeding the flock, but the Lord warns us. He said, if the blind are leading the blind, everybody falls into the ditch. So you personally better make sure that shepherd, if you go to hear a message, that message is one of repentance. That message is one of the cross. That message is one of laying your life down for Jesus Christ and loving your neighbor as yourself. And that message is about turning from your wicked ways. And when you leave, that you walk righteousness. Yes, you can't get into heaven through your righteousness. However, when the price of the blood in the cross has been paid to give you a conscience and a conviction comes, now you're blaspheming the Holy Ghost if you willfully choose not to follow that conviction. But again, because we serve a righteous and we serve a very, very incredibly merciful God, you know, if we fall down 7 times, just keep getting back up. Keep getting back up. Start afresh, counting with the next second. So to sum it up, gang, our good shepherd is Jesus. Anything outside of the word of God and outside of the word truth is a false shepherd. Don't let the things of this world try to guide you. Don't let the pleasure of this life try to be your shepherd. Don't let your money try to be your shepherd. Or don't even let a false prophet that isn't preaching the word of God, but tickling your ears, be a shepherd. Hold on to Christ, because you don't know when your day of judgment is going to come. But it's coming. We all have an appointed time. And God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.